Blog Talk Radio.
Smooches, welcome back to our Thank God I'm Financially Free Fridays. Now, we are going to continue our series, our very special series that is Big Biggest Biggers, The Magic of Thinking Big. This is part three in a wonderfully and significant possibility, solutions, and attractive show that will help you understand how you can acquire the secrets of success and achieve everything you always wanted. Now, those are not my words. Those are the words of David J. Schwartz, PhD, the author of one of the biggest books out there right now, The Magic of Thinking Big. And so we've been kind of learning a little bit along the way. And for those of you who are really serious about this series, I hope that you continue to take notes, because shows like this are few and far between. And what happens is there are so many distractions, especially when you start to wonder, you know what, I have been thinking pretty much small. So what I'll do is I will not sweat the small stuff. I'll keep my mind focused on the bigger things, biggest. That's right. You have to continue thinking big, because the small things are the things that are getting in your way. They are the ones that are bogging your mind down. You have made it, and now you have to consider how to create the life you want by expanding your mental stuff. And your commitment is to include our show and devote yourself to acquiring the tools along the way that will help you build your dreams bigger. So sit back, take some time, and include all of the small things that you need to your vision, and you will soon see it only takes one show a week to smooch the world. Thanks a lot for tuning in.
Can be done paves the way for creative solutions. Believing something can't be done is pure destructive thinking. This applies to all situations, little and big. Political leaders who don't genuinely believe that permanent world peace can be attained will fail in their pursuit of peace, because their minds will be closed to creative ways to bring about peace. Likewise, the salesman who doesn't believe that that prospect can be sold won't sell that prospect. But, this is the important part, you can find solutions to business and personal problems if you believe you can. You can find a way to buy a new, larger home, if you believe you can. Belief releases your creative power. Disbelief puts the brakes on. Belief is basic to creative thinking. Now, here are two suggestions that are guaranteed to help you develop your ability to think creatively. First, eliminate the word impossible from your thinking and speaking vocabularies. Impossible is a failure word. The thought, it's impossible, sets off a chain reaction of other thoughts to prove it's impossible. Second, conduct this experiment. Think of something special you've been wanting to do but felt you couldn't. Buying a new television, or taking a trip to Europe, or taking a dancing class, or whatever. Now, make a list of the reasons why you can do it. Many of us defeat our desires simply because we concentrate on why we can't achieve them. But for successful people, the only thing worthy of mental attention is why they can. So find the reasons you can do the special things that you want to do, and then put those reasons to work to accomplish them. Dr. Werner von Braun.
So if you need to just kind of rewind some of the great things that we've been trying to achieve, one of the things we're going to have to do is totally get rid of the type of thinking that we've been doing thus far. And one of the things is we're going to have to take can't and impossible and take that out of our vocabulary. Do not use it anyhow, any way, and do not allow people that you are connected to be able to use those words. Correct them immediately. And if they cannot correct themselves in the proper amount of time, you're going to have to disconnect from them for an amount of time. So, situational. You want to think, how does this apply? This sounds good, but you know what? you guys are too airy. You're thinking too much high. You're thinking too high. You're not thinking realistically. But this is the realistic. This is how it's getting done. You have to acquire some of the secrets so that you can have some of the tools in your magic toolbox. And so a lot of people don't want to be connected to small things. So I want you to stop being connected to the word magic and stop. Please stop telling me that magic is bad. I want you to disconnect yourself from the word magic. It has no power in your life. Thinking big and how wonderful you would feel if you could understand how that particular process worked. And so I want you to know that we have been reading and we see your comments and we love them. We love the great feedback. We love to hear from more of our listeners about how our broadcast is changing the way they think about themselves. But even more, you are out here and you are connected to this broadcast because you want to transform your world. And so we want to help you along the way. And so, you know, we are the number one independent, woman-owned radio venture, smooching love, hugs, and kisses all around the globe. And this week and today, we want you to remember there is a magic of thinking big. I said you have to be big, biggest, biggers. We're going to be talking about the biggers, people who have decided that this is a lifestyle. The biggers are the people who understand that their dreams are too small. They have to expand them. You have to expand your dream, and you have to continue because there are more people involved than just you. If you really project your dream out there, if you really know what it is to be blessed and divine and understand all of the parts are connected, then you are a bigger, and I want to big you up right here on Smooches Radio. But let's find out what else we need to do in the magic of thinking big.
Ron, the scientist who was so instrumental in our manned space flight program, once said something very significant. He said, "Man belongs where man wants to go." Now, that's the kind of attitude that gets things accomplished, that gives rise to positive, creative thoughts. That's the exact opposite of the kind of thinking that holds so many people back. I call that kind of thinking traditional thinking. You see, traditional thinking is the enemy of creative thinking. The traditional thinker's mind is paralyzed. The traditional thinker says, it's been this way for 100 years, so it must be good, and it's got to stay this way. Why should we change? Well, I'll tell you why change is worth risking. Change is what brings about progress, personal progress, work progress, world progress. If you want success, the only way you're going to get success is through change. Taking some risk, thinking of new, different, creative approaches to your work, your life. Average people always have resented progress. And in passing, let me define average for you. Average should be defined as the worst of the best and the best of the worst. Average people raised their voices in objection when the first automobiles appeared. On the grounds, they said, that it was natural for us to walk and ride horses. Average people protested when the airplane appeared because people somehow had no right or business flying. Around the turn of the century, a sales executive came up with what he called the scientific principle of sales management. Oh, it received a lot of attention in those days, even found its way into some textbooks. That principle stated that there is only one best way to sell a product, and a salesperson's job is to find that way and never deviate from it. Well, the truth is that there is no one best way to do anything. There is no one best way to mow a lawn, decorate an apartment, or run a business, or sell a product. There are as many best ways as there are creative minds. Nothing grows in ice. If we let traditional thinking freeze our minds, new ideas can't grow. So here are some specific ways to fight traditional thinking. become receptive to new ideas. Welcome new ideas. Destroy those thought repellents. Won't work, can't be done, it's useless, or it's stupid. Become an experimental person. Break up your fixed routines. Expose yourself to new restaurants, new books, new theaters, or new friends. Take a different route to work some days, and take a different vacation this year. Do something new and different this weekend. If you work in distribution, develop an interest in production, accounting, finance, and the other elements of business. This gives you greater breadth and prepares you for larger responsibilities. Be progressive, not regressive. Don't say, that's the way we did it where I used to work, so we ought to do it that way here. But say instead, how can we do this better than we did where I used to work? Use forward progressive thinking in every facet of your life. Get up an hour earlier and do some daily planning. Or think of some other way to vary your daily routine. Remember, traditional thinking is personal enemy number one of your creative success program.
Every day, we are reminded of one of the most basic facts of business life in this country. Successful businesses are always looking for new, innovative, and better ways of doing things. Automobile companies are constantly striving to keep up with the public's changing needs and desires. Advertising agencies constantly seek new ways to sell products. The food industry is always looking for better production and distribution methods. The search for improvement is vital, never-ending, and absolutely essential to the survival of competitive businesses. And by the same token, it's vital to the success of anyone who wants to improve his or her lot in life. Absolute perfection in any human endeavor is, of course, unattainable. This means that there's endless room for improvement. Successful people, like successful businesses, are always searching for a better way. You can do this too. As an important part of your personal program for success, each day before you begin work, devote 10 minutes to thinking, how can I do a better job today? And ask, what can I do today to encourage my employees? What special favors can I do for my customers? How can I increase my personal efficiency? This exercise is simple, but it's also very effective. Try it, and you'll find unlimited creative ways to win greater success.
A few months ago, one of the executives in our department left on very short notice, which, needless to say, really put our department on the spot as there was no one to replace him. The day he left, the vice president of our department, who is my boss, called me in and told me he was going to try and divide up the work amongst a couple of the people in the department. The two people he had already spoken to did not want the additional responsibilities. They didn't exactly turn him down flat, but they told him that they were very busy as it was, and they didn't exactly volunteer. So he asked me if I wanted to handle some of the overload. Well, I've always made it a policy of mine to never turn down anything that looked like an opportunity, and that's what this looks like to me. So I said, yeah, I'll take the whole job. He looked pretty surprised, but I think he was pleasantly surprised. After he left my office, I got together with my secretary and we did some work on my incoming and outgoing phone calls, where all the incoming calls were taken in the morning and the outgoing calls were taken in the evening. And my secretary also took on a lot more responsibility and a lot more of the chores herself, which she was very, very happy to do. And after about 2 weeks of this, my secretary and I were handling twice the calls, twice the meetings, about half again as many personal conferences, and the work week actually seemed to go a lot faster. Last week, the boss called me in again, told me the board was very happy with the work that we've been doing, and offered me a new job, make the job permanent with a new title and a raise to go along with it. So I guess that shows you that necessity is not only the mother of invention, it's the mother of opportunity as well.
I wanted you to hear that man's story because it illustrates one of the best ways I know to stimulate creative thinking. In one word, capacity.
in any endeavor you choose to pursue. The success formula is first, do what you do better, and second, do more of it. Improve both the quality and the quantity of your output. That second part means increasing your capacity. Remember our analysis of time excusitis? This is where you can put that cure to work. There is a two-step procedure that can show you how. First, always eagerly accept the opportunity to do more. It's a compliment to be asked to take on new responsibility. Accepting greater responsibility on the job makes you stand out. It shows you're more valuable. Now, the second step is this. Concentrate on how can I do more. Ask that question, and creative answers are certain to come. Now, some of these answers may be better planning and organization of your present work, or taking intelligent shortcuts in your routine activities, or possibly dropping some non-essential activities altogether. But again, the solutions for doing more will appear when you ask the question, how can I do more? Earlier, I cited an old business axiom. If you want something done, give it to a busy person. I personally refuse to work on any project with someone who has plenty of time. The lesson I've learned from painful experience over the years is that the person with plenty of time generally wants to keep it that way. He's more interested in avoiding responsibility than he is in increasing his output. All successful, competent people are busy. All the successful businesses I know are busy. These businesses constantly ask themselves, how can they increase their output? Now, why not ask yourself the same question?
Okay. Smooches, we're back. And we're hoping that this is some great food for your mind. This is the mind stuff that a lot of successful people are being able to ingest and digest each and every day. And if you can't make it a part of your day to come away from mainstream news media and mainstream music and music that has no effect on your personal development, then, you know, you may not be ready to be a bigger. You may still want to think very small. You want to be comfortable. You want to be the person who has plenty of time. You don't want to change. You are still living in a fear-based existence. And what we're trying to get you to understand is that there are options. You can do it. There is a secret to success, and there have been multiple books written for just the person who has not gone to school, formally educated. There are books for those who do not have a high IQ. There are books for people all around the globe, because you know what? The best thing about thinking big is that it applies to everyone. It can be anyone. If you look through the news and you look at the most recent stories of success, you will find that these people, the people who continue to think big, have various faces. They're of all races, colors, and creeds. They are people who are young and old these days. So I have to tell you, there's a young lady out in Texas, and she started her own lemonade business, and she is only 9 years old. And the best thing about her lemonade is it's now being distributed in Whole Foods. I want you to look it up. I want you to Google search the 9-year-old who created her own lemonade company. And I want you to think about, you know what, if a 9-year-old can think bigger, why can't I? Why can't I start thinking bigger? It is not the biggest thing you've ever done. It's one of the smallest steps you can ever take. All you need to do is to make sure that you continue to listen to our broadcast every time it's on, and make sure you continue to feed your mind with the best. That's right. the biggest and the best ideas out there. And you know what? You will soon see that you can't just be around people anymore. It's going to have to be the rest of the biggers, the people who only think in that existence. One of the things that, you know, our author says is that, you know what, you have to be around people who don't say, you know what, it can't be done. You have to start to surround yourself with people who said, you know what, it hasn't been done before, but let's just take a look. When you start to hear that, know that you are amongst a bigger. All of the biggers get together, some really big and great things begin to happen. You may have had the circle that you've been around all your life. You ever notice how they say they keep the circle small and close? Well, they never told you this secret. They get those circles as big as they can with the mind frame, and then those circles become very tight and small. But even then, if you're a bigger, you know that it can get bigger. So I want you to just make sure that you're very clear that you're taking the first step. The second thing I want you to know is that you will not accept anything less than something big. You deserve it. You are worthy because you're giving out value each and every day. And I also want you to remember that these steps come, small steps lead to bigger things. And so it may become a part of your process. But think about it. Smooches.
How can you increase your output?
Capacity is one tool for success. Another is the skill of listening. In any organization, whether it's government or business or the arts or any other endeavor, listening becomes more important and more prevalent the higher you go up the executive ladder. The more responsible the position, the more likely the person holding it is to be a good listener. You will never find an executive in any healthy organization buttonholing someone in the hall and running down all their problems to them. That's the tactic of a mediocre person, the one who's envious of the power and success of others. If you have a conversation with a high-level executive at work, you'll probably find that the executive encourages you to do most of the talking, while he or she does most of the listening. That's the mark of a leader. Success-minded people tend to monopolize the listening, while small-minded people tend to monopolize the talking. The reason for this is that a leader in any field is a kind of human decision-making machine. And for that machine to work, it has to have raw materials. And the raw materials for making decisions are the ideas and opinions of other people, in addition to one's own. Other people won't provide answers and solutions, but they will provide the grist for the leader's creative mill. So if you walk into a top-level meeting at General Motors or the White House or the local school board, you'll most likely find that the person in charge is listening to what others have to say. That person knows that listening is what will give them the information they need to make tough, important decisions. To develop your own listening skills, try this procedure. First, encourage others to talk. In personal conversations or in group meetings, draw out other people with phrases like, "Tell me about your experience," or "What do you think should be done about this?" or "What do you feel is the key point here?" This will give you two important benefits. Your mind soaks up raw material that you can then use to produce creative thought, and you'll also win the friendship and the respect of others. Next, test your own views in the form of questions. Let other people help you smooth and polish your ideas. Use the "what do you think of this suggestion" approach. But don't be dogmatic. Don't announce a fresh idea as if it were handed down to you on a golden tablet. Do a little information research first. See how your associates react to the idea. If you do this, chances are you'll end up with a better idea. Finally, concentrate on what the other person says. Listening is more than just keeping your mouth shut. Listening means letting what's said really penetrate your mind. So often, people pretend to listen when they're really not listening at all. They're just waiting for the other person to pause so they can take over the talking. Concentrate on what the other person says. Evaluate it. That's how you collect mind food.
I think that it was very relevant for our author to consider the listening. Right now, you are listening to a broadcast that ordinarily would not be broadcast on your FM or AM dial. You're listening to internet radio. And if you are listening, you've made a choice that there's nothing on AM or FM that is offering you the opportunity to personally develop your success skills. You have tuned into a frequency that is offering you the opportunity to lead a more rewarding life. You're willing to build your dream one moment at a time. And you understand that success is calling you. You can't make any more excuses because the writing is on the wall. The cards are on the table. You have revealed the most deepest and inner part of yourself. You really want it. You really want it. And unfortunately, for tonight's broadcast, that just seems to be it. So I would love for you to tune back in next Friday because we have other, we want to move on, but we're going to have our very last supper with the magic of thinking big because we want to move on. But I think that you yourself can go online and look for The Magic of Thinking Big by David Schwartz. It's available, full version is available on audiobook, and you can also go to your local library and look for it for your Kindle or, you know, on hardcover. But I want you to just start to create a library of books and materials and tools. And we'll talk a little bit about vision boards in the next coming up months. We did a little bit of that a couple years ago, but we want to start you on that again as well. Authors that you hear, you know, you take from them what you need, just as well as this broadcast. We're here. We want to be able to give you great energy and advice, but you know what? We haven't been offering any advice. The most important thing is that we want you to gain more knowledge. And last week, we kind of shared some of the opportunities out there, and I want to share that Arise.com, that's right, Arise.com is looking for independent business owners, and they're also looking for you if you would love to get into a new opportunity. So please go to Arise.com, and they need some more agents, and this may be one of the greatest opportunities of your life. If you're looking for new opportunities, tune in each and every Friday to Smooches Radio at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And from us to you, we have to tell you, while you're waiting for the other blogs to do something new, Smooches Radio is always about you. Smooches. Good night.